Where's your favourite place to see a gig? Maybe a stadium, a paddock. Well, Kiwi promoter and producer Jamie McPhail is a big believer in the magic of the more intimate space. He runs Small Hall Sessions, which takes big-name Kiwi artists around the country playing in some of our most special venues. I've got to say, when I say around the country, I mean mostly Hawke's Bay. And Jamie joins me now from the road between two packed-out Red Fountain gigs. Kia ora, Jamie.
Kia ora, Jesse. You took me by surprise there. I thought I had heard everything that Red had ever recorded, but I had never heard that before. That was really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's a really special one. I bullied her into doing it when she was in here last time. How are you? This is cool, and I should say thanks to one of our listeners who put us onto this. I've already heard from various people who've been part of this tour. Someone was in Pukaho Church with yes. Red Fountain last night. They said it was pin drop appreciation. That's Annie. Hi, Annie. Where did this all come from?
For about the last 8 years, I've been doing something called the sitting room sessions, which have been, they literally began in my sitting room, and 30 or 40 people sitting, and over the years, the audience and the artists have kind of grown. So the audiences love a venue where it's absolutely silent. There's no conversation, there's no bar noise or coffee machines. And because they're such a cool audience, artists have heard about the little sitting room sessions, which have been sort of private and off the radar. And I've been approached by different artists over the years, and it's meant that I've had an extraordinary range of the very best of New Zealand artists. And then during lockdown, I think lots of us thought it was going to be a very different world that we re-emerged from lockdown into. And one of my thoughts was just about community and what was possible to do to invigorate communities. And my thought was that the sitting room sessions would transfer beautifully into small halls. There are 63 small halls between Porongahau and Wairoa, and this is my turf, my Turanga Waiwai around here. And I just thought the idea of taking these musicians to the halls out in often really remote rural communities. Our first night with Reb was in Onga.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's cool. What's capacity? How many people are coming?
I'm limiting them to 100.
Yeah.
So to keep it intimate and also to keep the liquor licensing laws really simple.
Okay. And how are they different from a gig that somebody might have been to at a pub or a bar or a venue?
Part of it, Jesse, is that it's more like a concert chamber. So the whole kaupapa of them is that we do sit and listen. I'm a part of them. I tend to introduce the artists, and I tend to talk a wee bit about what the feel of it all is. So I tend to say that we're here to respect each other as audience members and most of all respect the artists. And so people don't talk. You know, it's really rare for somebody to talk during one of these, and they tend to get frowned upon and hushed at. So it is more like being at a small concert hall performance.
What's the crowd like?
They're really varied. It tends to be an older crowd. It tends to be people who, in the past, it's been people who are passionate about music. With these, we've found, and this is our second five-night tour. The first one was with Barry Saunders and Delaney Davidson, and that was extraordinary. They're not necessarily fans. I think the most moving moment so far was at the end of Red's show in Onga Onga. Somebody came up to me and said, "Jamie, we lived in London for 10 years. In 1998, we got the phone call to come back to New Zealand for my husband to help the family look after the farm. In London, we used to go to 2 gigs a week. We haven't been to a gig since 1998. Mm-hmm. You know, it's too far to drive into Hastings or Napier." And she had tears in her eyes, saying she had forgotten the magic of being in a room with live music. So
I should point out that although Bayview tonight is sold out, there still seem to be tickets for Sheringham tomorrow night. Sheringham
really
Community Hall.
I know, and it is such a gorgeous 1940s hall. It's about a 25-minute drive into the hills. I think people have the perception that Sheringham's a long way away. We've got 11 seats left for tomorrow night, Jesse.
What are the ticket prices?
Ticket prices, I'm trying to standardise it all at $40, and that's possible for two reasons. One is that the artists are kind of knocking zero.
Oh, I've lost him. He's obviously too remote as he searches for the next special venue for these small hall sessions. We were almost there, weren't we? Well, I'll wrap up what I think Jamie was going to say, which is that although there are only 11 seats left to Reb Fountain tomorrow and then she finishes up on Sunday, beginning in the first week of July, or first Wednesday of July, is... Oh, yeah, he's back now. Jamie McPhail, hello.
Hello, sorry, did I disappear from you?
Yeah, that's okay. I was about to do your work for you and tell people about Darren Watson.
Darren is the consummate blues man. I mean, he used to rock the world with the Chicago Smoke Shop, and he's now doing the most beautiful kind of intimate blues with extraordinary guitar work, amazing songwriting, and I think he's going to be enchanting in a small venue.
I was going to ask you if you could make the numbers work, but I've just been doing some quick maths. $40 a head, 100 tickets, 5 nights, that's $20,000 in. Seems like more than enough to hire a few halls, pay the artist something decent and get yourself paid as well.
That's the idea, Jesse. If we could sell out every show, we'd be happy. I'm expecting that at some of these halls we might get 20 or 30 people, and that's fine too, because the bigger names, the Reb sellouts, tour, and I've got to say, it is Reb and the extraordinary Dave Karen. It's not just Reb. Mm-hmm. That she's going to be subsidising some of the other ones that we've got coming up.
Congratulations. Really neat idea. I guess you're staying in Hawke's Bay, are you? You're not planning on rolling this out?
Well, I've already been approached. I mean, we've only been up and running for about a month, and I've already been approached by three other regional groups in New Zealand saying, Jamie, why can't you replicate this here? We've got beautiful halls that are never getting used. So Who knows what the future might hold, Jesse?
Good to chat. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for putting a spotlight on me for a moment. That's really lovely.
Kiwi promoter and producer Jamie McPhail, who's putting on these small hall sessions mostly around Hawke's Bay. If you have any opportunity to get to that one tomorrow night at Sheringham, do it. Let me know on Monday if you regret it. You won't. And then 5 nights of Darren Watson. If you have a blues enthusiast in your life, this would be a wicked way to get them a special night out.